Excellence. President William Ruto has hailed Professor Kithure Kindiki for great performance and defended the choice of his cabinet nominees for inclusivity in the government. Speaking during a tour of Tarakanithi at the Mara CDF offices on Thursday, the head of state heaved praises to the reinstated Interior and National Government Administration Cabinet Secretary Professor Kindiki, underscoring that the CS had combated insecurity and succeeded in restoring peace in the cattle rustling prone regions in the country. Ruto also defended the choice of his cabinet secretary nominees with inclusivity in the government, stressing that this will unite the country and promote a conducive environment for development. This is our country and we should ensure that we do not destroy it. We do not have another country to go to. I said there will no longer be discrimination. Let us form a government that unites the country to attain development, President Ruto asserted. On his part, Professor Kindiki thanked the president for his development tour of the county, ascertaining that the major challenge which the government faced on taking office was struggling to stabilize the security and economy of the country but has been now achieved. We will no longer have political intolerance and disruptions because we are all in the same government. I am now confident with the choice of inclusivity in the government through the cabinet. Kenyans are going to reap big, Professor Kindiki said. This came only a day after Tarakanithi Governor Muthomi Njuki called on Tarakanithi residents to embrace and support the president's nominated cabinet secretaries. Speaking while opening a new polytechnic at Kajuki on Wednesday, Njuki urged residents to accept nominated CSs shared between President William Ruto and former Prime Minister Raila Odinga. I plead with residents to fully support President William Ruto's measures that are aimed at ensuring there is inclusivity in government, peace and progress in this country. Since 2002, during late former President Mwai Kibaki's reign, we have been experiencing the worst chaos and deadly protests, Njuki had said. Njuki, on his part at a different function, said Kenyans must change the notion of voting on tribal bases like many have been doing in Mount Kenya East and Central Region, where they vote overwhelmingly as a bloc to punish Raila. He thanked the president for reappointing Professor Kindiki to the Ministry of Interior. The governor, however, did not forget to remind the president to honor his promise to reconstruct the infamous Nithi Bridge that has been claiming very many lives through accidents since its construction in the early 1980s. I am aware with the workmanship in you and the support from our MPs you will allocate money to redesign and build the killer Nithi Bridge. I know it may consume a lot of money, but nothing is impossible with you. I am confident before 2027, you will have fulfilled this pledge you made to our people, Njuki said. The Mara MP Kareke Mbiuki lamented that residents of his constituency have been on his neck demanding completion of stalled roads and water projects. The NGCDF and other funds you channel is transforming lives. However, there are so many stalled roads that are giving me blood pressure and we request for your intervention. There are also other development projects, including dams, that we seek your help in completing for our people to stop suffering lack of water for domestic and irrigation purposes. Also present was Tarakanithi County Deputy Governor Nyagar Muisrael, who emphasized that the county government will support Ruto's administration for developments to trickle to the county.